Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is Caleb the Mechanic with Radio Free Catholic. I wanted to take a moment to invite you to look up anchor.fm and consider maybe opening up your own podcast. It's free to start. It's really, really easy. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. I podcast from my tablet. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so you can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and many other platforms. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and that's actually probably one of the more key things, because you can immediately start making money. It's everything that you need in one place. The videos or the editing software is all right there. You can record and edit and do everything that you need. It is a very, very easy platform to use. I mean, for crying out loud, I can do it. Anyway, again, anchor.fm, give it a shot.
This is Caleb the Mechanic of Radio Free Catholic. Let's start off with a prayer. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Sancte Michael Arcangelo defende nosum proelio, contra nequitiam et insidias diaboli est opraesidium. Imperatili Deus supplicas deprecamur tu che princeps militae calestis, Satana malios che spiritus malignos che ad perditionem animarum pervegantur in mundo, divine virtute in infernum detrude. Amen. Our Lady of La Salette, pray for us in nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Friends, it was a 16-year-old boy in Los Angeles who was diagnosed apparently with a disorder called ODD. It's sometimes suffered by patients with ADHD. The boy was diagnosed with ODD, and the doctor who was serving at the juvenile detention facility, his name is Wang. Apparently, this Dr. Wang decided that he was going to treat the boy with estrogen. Now, it has been absolutely made clear that estrogen is not a treatment for this ODD. It is a disorder. It is a disorder. Oh, yeah, there we go. It's oppositional defiant disorder. The medical records reviewed show the teen's testosterone levels were, quote, slightly high when the doctor who diagnosed him prescribed him daily doses of estrogen. Now, when you prescribe estrogen in a teenage boy, what ends up happening is typically a condition called gynecomastia. Gynecomastia is the physical development of breast tissue in boys. So this boy apparently gets arrested, gets sent to juvie, gets diagnosed with this thing, is prescribed estrogen, and ends up leaving juvenile detention with breasts. Think about that for a moment. The boy goes in and comes out with the development of breast tissue. And the only way to actually take care of this breast tissue is actually to surgically remove it. So now, this boy has gone to juvie. He comes back out. He now has a physical condition caused by the doctor in the juvenile detention facility. And the only way to fix his condition is to actually go under the knife and have surgery. Well, that's great. But that's not the best part. The best part of this is that at no point did the probation officials notify the boy's parents that they were prescribing him this treatment for this condition. So they literally conducted an illegal medical experiment because the prescription of estrogen is not a prescription for any form of ADHD. Not ODD, not any of it. There's no reason why you would prescribe estrogen, a growth hormone, to a child for the treatment of a mental condition. This is not a thing. And it's not just not a thing. Excuse me. This isn't just what they did. They did it without parental consent. Now, this is insidious on two levels. First, if you look at the news today, it's the one thing that the radical left is trying to delete from our society is the concept of parental consent. They've been doing it with abortion. They've been doing it with sex ed. They've been doing it time and again. They've been just chipping away at the idea that a parent has control of their child. Now, if you're a Catholic, you know that your responsibility to God has to do with your children. You're not just responsible for your children. It's not just that they belong to you. You are accountable to God for their development. If God has been gracious enough to give you children.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
The fact that the state would step in and perform some Dr. Mengele type experiment should have people nationwide outraged. I will personally tell you that if I was this boy's father, I would have snatched the life out of that doctor. You're going to experiment on my son? You're out of your mind. Absolutely out of your mind. This needs to be brought up. Now, it is currently being litigated in court. The reason why we know of this is because this is a lawsuit that's been brought up against the county and the doctor himself. But I will tell you this right now. This is actually worthy of some bona fide hate-filled protest, because there is no reason why the government should even consider letting a doctor experiment on children in detention. This should have never happened. This shouldn't be happening with adults, and it damn sure shouldn't be happening with a minor. A 16-year-old boy goes in and gets experimented on? You've got to be kidding me. This is the sort of thing that you would see from Nazi Germany. This is absolutely horrifying. This is a violation of the parental rights to their child. This is a violation of that boy's individual rights, because apparently he was forced into taking the medication. And this is a violation of the rights of the taxpayers of California, in particular Los Angeles, to be notified of a program that's supposed to be popping off in a detention facility. There is absolutely no way that this should be allowed to continue. There's no way that, in fact, there is no way that any of these people who have let this happen, even if it was completely accidental, there's no way they should still have a job. No way whatsoever. Talking about cancel culture today, you actually do physical harm on a minor. They don't disclose who this boy is. But I'm kind of curious. I'm really kind of curious to know if this happened. Wow. This is I'm scrolling through this thing and this is it. The further I go through the article, the more horrifying it gets. The final quote from the boy's father. Quote, he's like a different person. He just wants to be in his room and he don't come out for nothing all day in his room. He was never like that. I'm gonna tell you right now. If this, they're still having BLM protests. If this kid is black, I want to see BLM answer this. Because to be perfectly honest with you, this would actually be perfectly in line with their whole platform. I want to see some people at BLM answer this accusation. I want to see them answer for what happened to this child, because here is a young man who has been scarred physically and mentally. In fact, more than physically and mentally, when you actually do a hormone therapy like that, you're talking about going way deep in the system. This isn't just about some outward appearance. This isn't about the scars that he's probably going to end up bearing on his body from having the breast tissue removed. This is about the psychological, emotional, and physiological, the literal biological scars that have been done to this boy because he was experimented on with some frickin' hormones. If you're not angry, you should be. If you're not getting on the horn with your representatives after reading this, I don't know what to tell you. As a Catholic, this is a violation of so many rules within the church. And I say rules, kind of downplaying it. This is absolutely horrifying. There needs to be a protest in Los Angeles. This needs to be redressed. This was a child. Or at least a minor. He's 17 now. This is absolutely horrifying. I'm Caleb the Mechanic on Radio Free Catholic. May God bless you and the Virgin protect you.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.